Hey there, Good Life family. I'm so looking forward to sharing with you today, wherever you might be gathering, whether it be with others or on your own. I pray that the Spirit of God would use this time to speak to your hearts, encourage us, inspire us, and who knows, maybe even challenge us. I saw a quote a few days ago that I've been considering, and it said this: a community is a group of people who agree to grow together. And the more I thought of this, I could see the power that lies behind it, as I believe God is wholeheartedly committed to our growth and seeing us become fully mature followers of Jesus. Imagine the impact we can have when we agree or commit to doing this together as a community of believers, of course, with the help of God's guiding hand. On that note, I'd love to pray before we go any further. Would you please join me? Father, thank you for our time together. And wherever we may be, whether we're here physically, whether we're at home or watching on our mobile devices, Lord, I pray that this time together will be rich. That, Father, by the power of your Spirit, you use it to speak to us, to speak into those circumstances we walk through right now, wherever they may be or whatever they may be. Father, it's such a privilege, and we just want to give you all the praise and honor today, for you're a good God. We thank you for this season of Christmas that we're walking through, the significance of it, how special it is. And Father, I pray that you'd help us to embrace this in every moment, in everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen. I trust you're enjoying this journey through Advent. The past few years, I've come to really value this season, the richness, the truth, the power of this time leading up to the coming of Christ. It's truly a beautiful thing. And today I want to take a few moments to share some thoughts around this week's theme of Advent, which is love. The challenge for me as I've prepared for today is actually to narrow it down. The Bible is overflowing with scriptures on love. The love of God, our love for God, God's love for us, our love for others, true love, false love. And I could go on. But today, my desire is to help lead us on a continued journey to discover the true source of love. The one who is love incarnate, Jesus Christ, and how that in turn transforms the way we live. As I mentioned already, the Bible has so many references to love. And this got me thinking, what was the first instance of the word love being used in the Bible? Now, please be gracious with me, and if I've messed it up, I apologize. But through my study and through the translations that I was reading, it's found in Genesis, which is the first book of the Bible, which is where we read the account of God asking Abraham to offer up his son as a sacrifice. And I just want to read that to you. It's found in Genesis chapter 22. Verse 2. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you." If you don't know the rest of the story, Abraham walks in obedience to what God had asked of him. But in those heart-wrenching moments before going through with it, God provides a ram stuck in a nearby bush as a sacrifice instead of his son. And as I reflected on this first reference to the word love being used in the Bible, I found it so interesting. Because if we jump forward a couple of thousand years, we find a very similar story playing out. It's actually the first use of the word love in the Gospel of John, where God himself took his son, his only son whom he loved, Jesus, and offered him as a sacrifice for all. We can read this account in John 3:16, a well-known verse. "For this is how much God loved the world. He gave his one and only unique son as a gift. So now everyone who believes in him will never perish, but experience everlasting life." So this Advent, as we continue to wait expectantly for when love in the purest form came down in the person of Jesus, when the divine came to earth, there are three thoughts I'd like us to consider. And at the end, I'm going to ask for a response. Because I believe the love of Christ, the love that we celebrate at Christmas, should compel each of us to action. So thought number one, let love be the foundation of our calling. There is a word which we don't seem to use too much anymore, which is the word vocation. It comes from the Latin word vocare, to call. And I believe with all my heart that God has a call, a vocare, a vocation on each of our lives. And part of that call is to be about the things he has commanded us to do and the things that are important to him. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus is put to the test by an expert in the law. And he asks Jesus, how can someone inherit the eternal life? And Jesus responds, as Jesus often does, by answering a question with a question. What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he, the expert, answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. We are commanded to love, to be bearers of that love, to love God and to love people. We also read in 1 Corinthians 13:13, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. If love is such a pivotal part of the gospel story, and if love is the foundation of Jesus' work on earth, his calling, then I believe love needs to be the foundation of our calling too. So what is your calling? I can almost hear some of you saying right now, I don't actually have a calling. To that I would say, yes, you do. You either haven't discovered it yet, or you don't see what you're doing already as a calling. Your calling might be found in your workplace or your career. You might be a business owner. You may be a mom or a dad raising kids. You could be a student. You could be on a gap year, a teacher, a laborer. And you might even be retired, a grandparent. Whatever God has for you and has positioned you in, let love be the foundation of your calling. I believe with all my heart that God wants to use you to love deeply, to love intentionally. He has called you to serve in the very place he wants to see his love poured out. So let love be the foundation of your calling. Thought number two, let love be the filter. I'm not sure if you've ever seen one of these before. It's called a life straw. It was developed in 1999 to help tackle the huge devastation waterborne diseases we're having in the disadvantaged people groups in the developing and third world countries. The life straw acts as a filter and removes up to 99.99% of all bacteria, viruses, and parasites. It's quite literally a game changer when it comes to deaths related to poor water quality, something we know very little about in our nation. The company has since expanded their range to water bottles, jugs for use in homes, community water tanks. But this particular one, it's actually my son's. And he uses it when he heads out on these ridiculously long adventure runs that he does out in the bush. So what does this straw have to do with Advent? More specifically, love. Imagine the effect it would have if our every thought, decision, action, and relationship was to pass through the filter of love. When love becomes the filter, it changes the way we live our lives, the way we run our businesses, the way we interact with each other, our family members, and ultimately, the way we serve Jesus. So just as the life straw removes all the impurities from the water source so people can live a healthy life, I believe love can be the filter that removes all those wrong motives, selfish ambitions, the things that aren't of God, so we can live lives that are pure and good and right. Love can change the world. In fact, he already has. It is now up to us to take that baton, to be imitators of Christ, and to live the lives where love is the filter. We can learn from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where it gives us insight to what it looks like when we allow love to be the filter. It says this, love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. It doesn't have a swell head. Doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, and never looks back. Let love be the filter. And now for the third and final thought. Let us love like Christ. In many ways, this may be the simplest thought, yet the hardest to live out. Simple, because he has shown us how we should live. So we just need to get out there and do it. But if you're anything like me, just because it's easy to say, it doesn't mean it's easy to do. I'd like to read Philippians 2, verse 5 to 8, as I believe it gives some key insights into what it looks like to love like Christ. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ, who being the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. So what does it look like to love like Christ? As the scripture shows us, we must become a servant of all, not just to those you like or your family, but a servant of all. We must walk in humility, never seeing ourselves better or deserving of more than another. And finally, be obedient. Have ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to receive all that God is asking of us. So let us love like Christ. The team are going to lead us in a time of reflection as we sing the beautiful old carol, O Come, Emmanuel. Now you may choose to sing, you may choose to listen and reflect. Either is absolutely fine. More than anything, use this time to consider those three thoughts I've just shared. Let love be the foundation of our calling. Let love be the filter. And let us love like Christ.
Emmanuel. shall come to you, O Israel. Oh, he will come to you, Israel. He will come. Our God is with us. You will come. You will come. Emmanuel. Our God is with us. You will come. You will come. Emmanuel. Our God is with us. So rejoice. Rejoice. Emmanuel, he has come to you, Israel.
So, what is our response for all of us? I believe it's an opportunity to make a renewed decision to walk in the way of love. Allowing love to influence every aspect of our lives, to no longer walk in selfish ambition, but live a life of obedience and surrender to Christ. For others of us, it might be taking hold of the words of the song we just sung. He has come. He has come. Emmanuel, our God, is with us. And maybe for the first time in your life, the reality of this is just so clear. That he has come. That God is with you. That he loves you. And he longs to walk in relationship with you. And if that's you, I'd love to pray just a simple prayer of inviting Christ into your life. And what better time to do it than to make a decision at Christmas when we celebrate God coming to earth in human form because he loved you. So if that's you, let me pray. And please feel free to pray along. Father, I want to thank you for this time of Christmas where we can remember what love is all about. And Father, today I acknowledge that I am broken, that I'm a sinner, and that I need your love. And so I invite you, Jesus, into my life, that you would come and that you would take that brokenness and that sin away. And Father, that I would walk in the power of your love. God, I thank you. Thank you that today is a new day where I can walk in the fullness of knowing you as Lord and as Savior. And if you prayed that prayer, we would love to hear from you. There's a link at the bottom of the screen, so please feel free to click on that and connect with us. We'd love to journey this with you. Alternatively, you may know someone who is, you know, already received that gift of love that comes through Jesus. I would encourage you to connect with them. Talk it through, explore, ask questions. Today is one of the most significant days of your life. Today, we celebrate the love of Christ. We celebrate all that this season of Advent means. God bless, and it's been great to be with you. Thank you.